Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. All right. Y'all ready to Capricorn rising?
Yeah, hold on one second. Back to Capricorn. All right, let's go. Okay, so like we said earlier, Capricorn rules the knees. And the cardinal earth forces of Capricorn are contained and centered in the knees, the part of the body ruled by the sign. At these bony joints, the high-stepping centaur thighs turn to the back to plant the feet firmly on the ground. To plant the feet firmly on the ground. With their knees to the front, Capricorn's knees carry them steadily and cautiously forward. The mountain goat doesn't want to slip. The resulting body mechanics send the butt to the back as it tilts the upper torso and head forward. This angle points the head down to the ground. The eyes must be aimed upward so that the goat can see the craggy peaks that lie ahead. This body rulership greatly defines this creature's physical features as Saturn's constraining energies reduce the size of the body parts. The extremities, like those of the crab, are thin and short. Unlike Cancer, the torso and the shoulders are also minimized. So basically, these people will have, you know, very goat-like features. And because it is Saturn, I've noticed that that a lot of these individuals will be, like, really thin. Like, they'll be, like, they really will be reduced in, like, size. Unless I think, like, Saturn and Mars are harshly aspected. Then in that case, they tend to be like a little bit bigger.
Yeah, I have that they might have a small head. Like, yeah. I don't know if you've ever seen like the mountain goats where they're all like all horns and they have like a small head.
Yeah.
Like they have these huge, humongous horns, but then they have like a small head. Like, I don't know, not like a dramatically small head, but you know,
they have wide cheekbones.
Mm-hmm. Wide cheekbones. Okay. I can see that. What about good teeth?
Good teeth, thin lips.
Like they have strong bones, like good bone structure, and like teeth are part of that. I think that they have good teeth.
Saturn rules.
If Saturn is well placed,
right?
And so Saturn rules the bones, right?
Yeah, Saturn and Capricorn's bones and structure, the knees. We haven't said this about really any of the other signs except for Aries that like leads with their head. But did you say something about Capricorn leading with their knees?
I mean, like their knees are very much like placed forward, you know, like very directly.
Yeah, I thought you had said something about like their knees being more forward. And like if you think about like all the signs, like whatever body part they rule, like on entering a room, like that body part might enter the room first, like with Capricorn it being the knees, or with like Libra or Scorpio it might be the hips. Yeah, like you notice like some older people like kind of walk with their hips kind of forward.
That's true.
You know, like just like certain, like whatever body part is ruled by your rising sign, I think that body part is more likely to enter the room first than any other body part you have.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Sorry, I meant to say this on like some of the other ones, but we just got caught up. As personality wise, since it is ruled by Saturn, I have that they're really serious people. Mm-hmm. Like really reserved and cautious and like guarded. You know, like it takes a lot to knock down that guarded Capricornian wall. They have like a really dry or dark sense of humor.
Yes, that's
true. Like they're into like morbid humor almost a lot of the time. They're also like very determined people. Like they have a lot of willpower. They have like a strong willpower and they're very stable and reliable. If you'll notice like the mountain goats climbing, you know, these mountains that are basically, you know, straight up and down, but they have the willpower and good footing that gets them to the top. So they might also be known for like being a prominent place at work or in their career.
Very noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Capricorn rising. You interpret the external world in terms of things that you want to accomplish and your belief that respect and protocol need to be held in order for you to maintain your sense of status and self-respect. You express your inner being through your approach of quiet integrity, common sense, and willingness to take responsibility. You interpret the behaviors of others towards you in terms of whether the person is showing appropriate respect for you. And you also express your personality and attitude in ways that you feel demonstrate prestige and authority. Step into the role of the achiever.
I like that.
Never disrespect a Capricorn rising.
No, and they respect authority.
Right.
Maybe
because they are the authority.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't that true?
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.